So I think I left off when we were back at school rehearsing, getting the new band together for our senior year. We had several fine saxophone players that we needed a new alto. We got a boy from Maine, Joe Gaudreau, and Dutch McMillan on tenor sax. We had Johnny Best on trumpet, but Johnny Best went on to be one of the greats in the trumpet field. We had Coon Plyler. He didn't attend the school, but he did play with us. He was from Durham. My roommate, Tommy Herb, we had no bass player. My roommate, Tommy Herb, played saxophone, not well enough to play in the band, but he was a good reader. And he bought a sousaphone, or a recording bass, I guess you'd call it. And he decided he was going to try out for the band, and he practiced and whatever. And he started out not knowing that much about it, but we were able to keep him on, and as the weeks went by, he got better, and he became a fine bass player. So and that all added to the band. So now we're set to do our jobs, and the main job that we had was to play from 6 to 7 at night at the Boys Union. And that's how we got our free meals. Then the following month, we would play in the Girls Union at the Girls Campus, which was about 1.25 miles away. I think I mentioned that before. So the band now is doing our work. We're playing every weekend. We formed a corporation. I was named the president, and I booked the band and took care of the money, the books, and so on and so forth. So we were doing pretty good. We made enough money naturally to keep in school and working all.
We're at the end of the tape, and now I have a new machine, the machine that Phil gave me for Christmas. We'll give it a try and see if we can continue with our life story. It's now December 30th, and I'm here at the desert. Dookie's sleeping on his pillow, of course. We've had such terrible rains. I've been here since Monday, and it's now Wednesday. The rains have been just terrible here and down below. Anyway, we got awake this morning, and the sun is shining, and it's one of those days that you dream about. The sky is blue, the sun is warm, and we spent some of the day doing a few leaves outside, and I was able to do my exercise out in the back porch instead of in the living room because it's been so cold. So we'll see if we can go back and remember about the senior year in college. You know, after so many years, it's so hard to remember things in sequence. I think of things that I should really just inject into this story. Many times when I'm not doing this, but I'll see if I can continue. We were just at the point where we're getting the band started in our senior year. I would like to say this, it seems odd. I haven't said one word about Duke as far as studies are concerned. I did take a BA, Business of Administration course, where I took all the regular courses. My bad course was French, of course. I could never learn to read. I found out only a few years ago that I had to have dyslexia. And honestly, I'm going to blame it on that. I could never read music. as well, so I'm going to blame everything on dyslexia. The reason I had problems with my studies in school, I was a good student in several things, and accounting was very good. In the economic courses, I was pretty good. Some I wasn't so good, but I was not a student. I liked school very much. However, I did like the music part of it, never thinking that I was going to continue on with my band life for most of the rest of my life. But that's what happened. So we'll continue. After we got started with the, I forgot to mention something that is very important. We got all new uniforms, of course, and we did spend good money for these uniforms. They were a green check. Now, it sounds kind of weird, but absolutely, these uniforms really shook the world. They were just excellent, and we were so proud to wear these things. We were very lucky to be the top band at the school. Now, Johnny Long had left, went to New York, and there was a new band started. Was at one time the freshman band called the Duke Ambassadors. Was directed by Sonny Burke. Sonny, later on in our lives, became a wonderful friend and a very good arranger. He arranged for the Dorseys and various bands like that. So now we're playing for all the school affairs, and there were a lot of things at school. We had dances just about every weekend, and those weekends where we weren't playing at school, we played for the private parties in Durham and Raleigh and Greensboro and all the various cities in the Charlotte to all the various cities in the North Carolina area, especially. A lot of times we played at the various colleges in the area besides North Carolina State. We played Wake Forest and, oh gosh, a lot of the girls' schools down through there, which was a lot of fun to play for, which were a lot of fun to play for. And it seems that we kept ourselves very busy. And about the middle of the first semester, we had our big band weekend, where we united with North Carolina and North Carolina State. In other words, if you bought a ticket, you could go to the dances at North Carolina and North Carolina State, the whole three. We were only, it was a triangle. It was a 12-mile distance between each school. So it worked out really well. I had to stop. That was a mailman, and anything happens in front of our house, if anybody walks down the street, no matter what happens, Dookie's guarding. So we went out for the mail and got our annual Christmas card from Bob Hope, which always comes several days after Christmas. I've been doing that for many, many years.